it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got what I need. You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Is this starting to feel like the year for the Phillies? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Is this starting to feel like the year for the Phillies?
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I think people are starting to believe in it a little more, so I'll say the majority says yes. But not overwhelming. So I'll go 58% say yes.
Very close. 56.7%.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, because you mentioned the previous playoff failures. And I am at a disadvantage sometimes, having not lived and died through the first two playoff failures of this run. Like, I wasn't here in 22 and I wasn't here in 23. I know 23 was crushing.
22 wasn't a failure.
Yeah, 22 was good. I'm just saying of not winning a World Series, because you have to include all of it. Not being here in 23 is like, I watched it, but I wasn't as dialed in as I am now. So I don't have that baggage the way I think that other people have that baggage.
Yeah, well, 23, if they don't get it done, if they don't win the World Series with this run, that's going to be the one we look back on.
That's their Celtics series.
Yeah.
In the Sixers-Celtics thing, right?
You had 6-7 at home against an 84-win baseball team, and he couldn't close it out.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the one.
This feels like it. I remember at the close of last year where we looked at the season and we said, man, they were really hot for 6 weeks, and then this team was really just not that good coming down the stretch, the whole second half of the year. And when we talked to the players at spring training, they said, what is most important is that we are playing the best baseball of the year at the end of the season going into October. Like, that's what we want to do. And I even said, you know, how do you just plan? You can't just plan to play your best baseball, or else everybody would do it. But they have, whether it is the togetherness that the injuries have caused, maybe it was, you know, guys had injuries early on and now they're not. And I don't know what it is, but they have come together in a way that I didn't expect. Even, you know, when they started benching Castellanos, I think there was the worry. I specifically had the worry, well, you bench this guy and he's pissy about it, that could disrupt the entire clubhouse. But it hasn't, you know?
And I think he started to buy into it.
Well,
recently. At the beginning, a little tight. But I think recently he's figured it out. And I think it's Bader. Like, I think Bader having the kind of confidence and cockiness that he has, this team needed it. And the Wheeler injury, we said at the time, you know, that's where the whole burn the boats thing came from.
Yep.
Was, you know, rally around this. Bader, him, Duran. That's the difference.
Pretty good. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
And we ain't gonna forget y'all tried to poo-poo that Bader move either.
I know. Well, I said to Jack yesterday, the worst thing about the Bader acquisition at the time, because I like Harrison Bader and I've liked Harrison Bader, was that I had, like, the Kwan thing seemed like it was real and had my eyes
you were
and
disappointed.
Yes, I was disappointed because as soon as they got Bader, to me it meant, oh, they're not getting Kwan now.
Right.
And to have that disappointment, that was unfair of me at the time. But hold on.
Yeah, Corey Columbus a noted Harrison Bader guy.
Yeah. Hold
he knew
on,
this
Corey.
Whole time he's gonna hit 600 against the Mets.
Yeah, hold on. At least I can acknowledge and I do wanna say, and this is the truth. Like, I like Harrison Bader. Harrison Bader's a good player. Even previous to him being here, remember, he was on the Yankees when I was up there. He was on the Mets. I'm completely aware of Harrison Bader. And by the way, he's had an outsized effect. Even the good version of Harrison Bader, this is way beyond what I think anybody could have expected. Yeah. But it is... his play is good, and the energy doesn't work if his play isn't good. But both the combination of it has been awesome.
Could end up like this. See, that's the Malcolm Jenkins thing with me. I wanted T.J. Ward, I wanted Darius Byrd so badly, right? That was the guy I wanted, but they signed Malcolm, and I'm like, man, y'all signed Malcolm. This dude, he's not that good. He couldn't play corner. Then he winds up being one of my favorite players.
Right. And by the way, a centerpiece of the leadership, you know?
Yes.
Not just his play on the field, but who he was to the
Eagles
team.
Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yes. And I think Bader has been, look, we still have the playoffs to go, and he's not gonna hit 600 for the rest of the year, but he's been awesome.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'll let you finish, Corey. He could play his way out of here.
Yes. Oh, I think he already. I mean, I don't think there's any way he is picking up that option.
We're not going to resign him?
Well, no, I think they might. Here's
that's what I'm saying. Like,
what is complicated is the 27 season. So
right. So
he might say to himself, there's not going to be multiple years out there for me because everybody's worried about 27. Here's a guaranteed $10 million. I'll just take it rather than testing the market, ending up with three.
Right.
You know, so I think it's possible, but it's also possible that he is hot all the way through, you know, but even the Dodgers trade for Tommy Edman last year, he was a free agent. They re-signed, right? I think Tommy Edman was a free agent. I think they re-signed him.
I think so.
Yeah, so he could stay. Look, he is...
I just wonder if they're going to pay him.
Yeah.
Well, I think he may be so good that...
I think around the league, they sort of know what... Harrison Bader's 30 years old. Like, they know what Harrison Bader is. So.
Okay.
Anyway, Corey, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You good, you know, let y'all get y'all's little thoughts out, you know. But
bro, hey, we appreciate
little
that.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Thank you. For, yeah.
I'm more on the hope side, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I've been hurt a lot, you know, throughout the years and it comes to sports. So I'm always, you know, hope that we're going to do it. So, but I do feel good. The way they play, I was never crying about no rivalry pack. I was never worried about the Mets. I was never worried. I told y'all last week, you know what I'm saying? Your rivalry can whoop your ass, and then you can come back and win the chip. I told y'all. Y'all forgot? You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You agreed with me on the rivalry pack. You're lying.
I said I don't know what I said. Look, I said our quarterback would never do nothing.
Yes,
like that.
Right. Right. And by the way, Corey, I do not regret one thing I said about the rivalry pack.
You know,
yeah.
Taking that back. Yeah.
No.
That's a bigger thing. You know, I don't care about, but to get on the 2017 Eagles, I do like that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, now you talking about you bought in. Everybody was bought in when we beat Minnesota. It's a damn Super Bowl. Like,
well, yeah.
You can't go fall off about that because you know me. As you know, as a lot of people don't want to remember, you know, I was on the Wince wagon at one time. You know what I'm saying? People don't want, you know, people were trying to act like I wasn't on that side. You know, I was. So, you know, we was all devastated, you know, just like we was on Zach Wheeler. But
yeah, of course.
I'm just nervous about the pitching. You know what I'm saying? I do think, you know, Lizardo, Rangers Ford, you know, Christopher Sanchez, I do. But it's like, I don't know if it's good enough. We'll see, though. It's been good so far. We'll see when we get to the postseason when you're playing, you know, the same team multiple times.
Well, thank you. Corey, what is next question today? Oh, give us your pet peeve. Pet peeve.
Oh, so listen, y'all might think I'm a weirdo. This is my pet peeve. When you come home, or if you outside, work, wherever, don't be wearing them clothes on my couch. Don't sit on my bed, on my room. You got to change that.
Really?
Yeah, I cannot.
Oh, you go deep with it.
Well, hold on.
Chairs, boogers, don't put that in the and then come in my house and be my wife and my kids, they know. Don't be on my seat with them pants you was at school with.
Hold up.
Wow.
So wait, Corey, because I want to dig into this. Sorry. So if I go to work, I'm wearing jeans, T-shirt, whatever.
Yeah.
I go over to your house afterwards, or I go over to my, if I'm you and I go to my house, I'm working inside, like whatever. I'm not like, I'm not doing construction. I have to change before I get on the couch?
Yep.
Wow.
You can't. Because, see, people put their face on the couch. People lay down. We watch the game. You know, I can't be having with this guy. You know, some people don't clean. And I don't want this guy was doing in his
seat. Well, what about your family, though? We're talking about you make your family change?
Yeah, they go. If my wife and kids come home today from work and school, they got to take them clothes off that they would sit and put on their house clothes, change it, and then
what the hell is house clothes?
it got to be washed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's washed is good, but don't be putting them clothes. Like, if you get up and go to work, whatever you put on,
right.
Once you come back to this house,
right.
Change them clothes before you start getting on my furniture.
Wow.
You know what? I kind of like it.
That's a little much for me.
Okay, Corey, one more question. So let's say I come home, I change. I'm watching the game a little bit. I take the dogs out for a walk. I return.
See, that's different.
Do I have to change again?
Not because it's outside. Like, with me, it's being around the people sitting in the different chairs.
Right.
All that.
Right.
That's what it is with me.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. That is deep. I'm thinking about adopting it, but the amount of laundry you're going to have to do. I'm going to have two sets of clothes every day. That's a lot of laundry, man.
That's a lot
man.
Of laundry, brother.
You know, my water bill is going to go up.
Yeah.
Electricity bill is going to go up. I don't know about that.
Man, that's a lot.
That's a lot. 215-592-9494. All right. So, A.J. Brown, we know we've talked about it. Got one target, you know, the whole game. We're all in A.J. watch. You know, what's A.J. going to say? So, A.J. as of right now seems to be fine. Here's what A.J. Brown had to say about his role in the offense.
I got zoned the entire game. I didn't get, which is crazy because none of those things were true. I got zoned the entire game. I didn't get not one single man rep. So, obviously, there won't be any separation, and I'm not hurried on, and I wasn't a decoy, you know, just kind of how the game went.
That's
good to know.
Yeah, there's a couple things in there. I think it's interesting. So the first thing is, I'm not a decoy. I'm not hurt. All right, good. Good to know. I didn't think he would be a decoy, given he had a hamstring injury. If he had a hamstring injury...
Why never bought the decoy thing? Yeah.
Like, he has a hamstring injury. The Eagles aren't going to say, go run around the whole game. You know?
We're not going to throw you the ball.
Yeah.
Just run.
Just run around. That's good to do with an injured hamstring, right? So I didn't believe that. I'm not hurt. Okay. I do think the interesting thing there was him saying, they zoned me the whole time. Of course I'm not going to get any separation. So that is an interesting window into... A lot of teams are going to play zone against the Eagles this year. Jalen has been much better against man than against zone. So, like, they're just going to have to figure out, both Jalen and Kevin Petullo is going to have to figure out, okay, we know we're not going to get AJ isolated on one cornerback down the sideline. We're probably not going to get that. Maybe we'll get lucky. How else do we get AJ Brown the ball? Because they're going to face zone defenses all year long, you know?
Well, especially if it was this effective.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, every defense is going to say, "Well, this is what we should do."
Yes. Oh, we take AJ Brown out, and the whole offense is going to be surrounded by Jalen scrambling. Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah.
Like, most teams are going to take that as opposed to you throwing to AJ Brown.
Of course. Or we focused on AJ, and rightfully so.
And Devontae, mentioned.
But Devontae Smith too.
Yeah, it was both wide receivers.
Yeah, that's my thing. Okay, if they got him boxed in or zoned up or what have you. They're doing the same thing to the other side of the field as well?
Right.
Like, and if they are, again, this is a copycat league, so you're going to see this sort of coverage until you prove you can beat it.
Well, and forgive me, I'm not a football expert, but what I know about, if they're playing a zone to prevent you from beating them long, it means there are spots in that zone where Devontae and AJ can sort of find that spot, sit down in it, you know, get 6-7 yards or whatever, and you start beating that up and down the field, then...
They get out of it.
Yes. The defense has to do something else. So they just have to be ready for that. There's no way they're not going to face zone all the time.
I agree.
We can talk to Sheil about that coming up at 3 o'clock. 215-592-9494. Hey, no need to wait to buy a brand new Hyundai. No need to wait, not if you're going to Colonial Hyundai. Colonial Hyundai, it's always the right time. You don't have to wait for the right time. The current time is the right time. John Ashdale, the car czar, makes it so whenever you go to the brand new showroom in Downingtown that you are getting a fast, easy, better experience to get your brand new Hyundai. Fast because they've got everything on the lot, over 200 brand new Hyundais. Whatever you're looking for, they've probably got it. Maybe you're looking for Palisade. Maybe you're looking for Tucson. They got it. Every brand new Hyundai is coming with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, and they know you might have some challenges. Maybe it's financing, maybe it's budget, maybe it's your trade. Some of the best trade incentives in the business, best financing in the business, that's for everyone, no matter what your credit is. Financing as low as 0%. And as I said, everything fast, easy, better, no hassle. You don't go buy a new Hyundai. You don't want hassle. Colonial is getting rid of the hassle. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com or visit them on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 0% financing applies to select new Hyundai models. $6,500 for your trade, not available on EVs. Offers can't be combined. Includes all rebates and incentives. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Ike and Jack. Best show, radio show in the country.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, in the country. I love it.
Put that on a billboard.
Yeah.
What up, Tasty Kate?
So, how could you not be in a fantastic mood today, Spike? I mean, we got two parades coming our way.
Eagles parade? You mean a Sixers parade and a Phillies parade?
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this, Spike. You know that I'm trying very hard to get healthy, and I'm on a very restrictive diet, and I just got my A1C was 6.2, thank God. But you just gave me a gigantic piece of chocolate fudge cake yesterday when you're telling me Joel Embiid is trim as Ike Reese hitting jumpers from 30 feet. I mean,
look, man,
don't do it to me, Spike.
Look, man, we don't want to do it to ourselves. I'm fighting doing it for myself. And it was only a 6-second video. But, you know, 6 seconds sometimes is enough to get you real excited.
The
video was he looked trim. He was not wearing a knee brace.
I listened to every word.
Dude.
Spike, I'm so with you on this. I just want to watch Sixer wins this year.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Just some wins. Just, you know,
I just
don't
want to watch.
Don't make it a hellscape wins. This year. Yeah.
Yep.
Sixer wins this year.
So how are you feeling about the Phils, Tasty Cake?
I feel tremendous. I feel tremendous about everything, Spike, except 99% of the time I agree with Ike Reese.
Uh-oh.
And Ike influences me.
Okay.
There you go.
But Ike, you and I are going separate ways Saturday night because I think – ooh, you're a big Crawford
where you going?
Guy.
Where you going?
I think Canelo's going to beat the hell out of him.
I don't think
and
so.
I
don't think, in case you guys didn't know.
This boxing.
It's a huge fight coming up this weekend.
Oh, man.
Canelo Alvarez versus Bud Crawford, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Ike, he's stepping up.
Yeah.
And now, when you go, I know that.
It's a waste of time talking boxing with these two.
We got a World Series to win. I'm going to boxing. Lock in, Dom. I'll bet on it.
When you were on vacation last summer,
yeah.
Spike and Jack banned me from talking about boxing on the radio.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Well,
there's still order around here.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Ike and I, right, Ike?
Ike's going to get outvoted here.
Ike and I would predict fights all the time on the air, right?
It's horrible.
That's
horrible.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
nobody
right.
cares.
Zero people care.
Nobody.
I love it, Dom. Hey, Bud Crawford,
Spike,
Dom.
I get it. But I, the one thing that I wanted to say.
Yeah, get it back to the Phils, yes.
Yeah, please.
I was never a huge topper guy, but it sure as heck feels like he's pushing every button correctly.
He is, and
I mean,
yeah, this is the. It's not all the way. He was never going to change his presentation, right? How he talks, how he is. Mm-hmm. He's a
never going to be a fiery type manager.
But I think what we were looking for with him is an acknowledgement at some point that hey. Things don't just fix themselves.
Right.
Sometimes you need to press a button here and there. And look, there's going to be times where he's doing this outfield platoon where that outfield goes 0 for 12 and it's going to look like he didn't press the right buttons.
Yep.
But I think his willingness, and I believe that the front office sort of let him do this, but his willingness of sitting Castellanos. He's moved Alec Bohm up and down the lineup. He's moved Stott up and down the lineup based on how they're playing. He's, he put Bryce at leadoff, even though he probably didn't want to. I'm sure Kyle Schwarber wants to hit leadoff. He's not hitting leadoff. Like, he is doing what is in the best interest of the team. And for a team that says they want to win, they have to respect that. And I think they have, you know? Yeah.
Can I ask you one quick question about the first inning?
No problem.
Just one question. Okay, the guy hits two guys, right? He can't get the ball over the plate. You got bases. Why is Marsh swinging at the first pitch?
Yeah, it drives me nuts when guys do that.
He struck out on so many bad pitches. Except for when he hit the
ball. Yeah, I know.
Let the guy throw strikes.
Yeah, I hear you. Sometimes I think to myself, now I'm a big let him walk you. I say that all the time. Let him walk you. However, if what I would say is, if a guy is hot, like Marsh is, and you say,
base is loaded.
You say, hey, dial in on one pitch. And if you get that one pitch that you're looking for, go ahead. In the spot that you're looking for it, go ahead and swing away. Because you do that, all of a sudden, you know, they ended up with 2 runs that inning. All of a sudden, you end up with 6 runs that inning. Game's over after one. I hear you. But I can also see the argument for if he gets the pitch he was looking for, let him take a hack at it, you know?
Yeah, I feel bad sometimes because Jack puts up with me. But in an extra inning game, Spike, behind the curtain kind of thing, extra inning game, that guy on second, when they don't move him to third because they don't lay one down,
yep.
I text Jack every friggin' time, poor Jack, because
Well, it's
yeah, and they never do it.
Yeah, well, because if you're an away team, they view it as you want to score more than one run because they think it's easy to get one.
I agree.
Run.
If you're the home team, it's different.
Yeah,
it's
already a tie game.
Yeah. By the way, we lost Tasty Cake there. I wanted to ask him his pet peeve, but we didn't get Tasty Cake. Well,
you know what my pet peeve is?
What?
Boxing talk on the road.
Oh, jeez. Leading with boxing talk. Tasty Cake.
It's going to be a great fight Saturday, man.
You know what the problem with that? I would watch the fights.
And it's on Netflix.
Oh, so it's free.
Well, it's free, yeah. Okay. It's on Netflix.
Well, you do pay for Netflix.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to pay. It's not $100.
You pay for cable, too, and you still pay an extra $100 for a damn fight.
Yeah, the fact that it's just on is not the way I grew up thinking about boxing.
Big fights, yeah.
So the thing is, we're the same age.
Yep.
I grew up in a great era of boxing, mm-hmm. you know, from when I was young, Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler, then through the Tyson thing and Holyfield.
That was the greatest middleweight era.
Yeah, Roy Jones Jr. Yep. Like, there was a lot of great boxers. So I would love for boxing to be... for boxing to be part of my life. Dude, the fight not coming on to 11:30 sometimes. I can't.
Yeah, I got a big night. That's a big Saturday, man.
Is there a football game?
Good college matchups.
Okay.
Michigan State, USC.
The game starts
at 11.
11 p.m.?
Yeah.
Get
out. Out in Los Angeles. Are you kidding me?
Get out of here.
I'll be up, though.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Well,
I'll be up watching the fight.
Okay. All right.
Now, catch the game afterwards.
Yeah, that's easily, though, if I know, like, that's like a little nap, a little cat nap at what,
without
7?
Without question, about 7.
Oh, there you go. Now, what do you do, 2 hours? Hour?
Yeah, okay. 2 hours, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, what up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
Chuck?
See how this one goes?
Hey, Ike, we got a big fight this weekend, baby.
No, stop. No,
that's right, Chuck. That's right.
Bud Crawford, you know what I mean, moving up 3 weight divisions, Spike, to fight Canelo Alvarez.
Well, that's dangerous. Yeah, well, it is. I always wanted, you know, did Roy Jones Jr. ever fight light heavyweight?
Yes.
He did, and, like, it's tough when you're moving up weight classes like that.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. But see, the thing about it, if anybody can shock the world, it's Bud Crawford. His IQ in the ring, he can fight southpaw and he's orthodox.
That's
and you
know right.
What? Canelo tried to bring in Boots Ennis. He tried to bring in Boots Ennis to try to shadow what Terrence Crawford do, right? But see, Boots gets hit a lot. You know, he's not Terrence Crawford. You know what I mean? And he's a great fighter. He's a good fighter, but he's not Terrence Crawford.
No, we're gonna have to.
I love it, Chuck.
No,
I'm listening to
it.
These two are haters, man.
You want to talk about Embiid? Go ahead. We can't do that.
I'd rather talk Flyers, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a huge fight. You guys got
it's not a huge
it,
fight. It's not a huge fight.
It is a huge fight.
To who?
To us.
It is. Listen, I got actually a fight party right now. Listen, I got some wings coming.
Oh, my God. You shouldn't have wings at 11:30 at night.
Yeah, well, I'm being poor. I mean, you know, I tried to call to get my snack yesterday, right? I'm not going to waste my time on that loser. Embiid's a loser. I'm not wasting my time with him. You know what I mean? You know what it is. You know, he's giving you a Ben Simmons, you know, type of video, and you're going to fall for that. We're not doing that. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
Well, I fell for it.
You know,
it's what it is.
But listen, I called in yesterday. You guys wouldn't take my call because you thought I was going to yell about Embiid. But listen, I tried to get
you didn't take your
snack.
Call because you called 3 minutes before the show
yeah,
ended.
Yeah, and it said Embiid on the thing. Like, I asked Jack. I said, do we have time? Jack said, we don't have time.
We had the top five. We had the text line. Come on. Yeah. Come on, Chuck.
Jack is too quick on the trigger finger when you're trying to get you the topic that a person called for.
I don't need to talk to you.
We don't have time.
I understand where you're coming from.
We don't have time.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, though, right?
Okay.
This weekend is a huge weekend for me as far as sports go, right? And don't dim my light. Okay, we got the fight. We got the Eagles in Kansas City coming up. Mm-hmm. We got the Phillies in a big weekend this weekend. And listen, Harrison Bader, I tell you, he should be the starting center going forward. Nobody should be give him a contract extension. You know, this guy brought fire, to this team. This lineup, he's a good guy, man. That guy is a good player. You hear me? And I tell you, here's the thing, right, with them. Now that I've seen how their pitching is with the Phillies, right, their pitching is going to get them to the World Series. See, I thought when they lost Wheeler that it was it. But see, now Sanchez and the way Suarez just pitched and then the way Knowles just pitched, it brings me a boat of confidence. And then that his bullpen is rounding out into form. You know what I mean? And I know you guys like to think I don't know baseball.
Oh, you sound, man, you know baseball.
We would never
you
say that.
You know baseball.
We would never say that.
Jack's an elitist.
Yeah, well, 100%.
Like I said, Jack's the only one trying to pretend to know baseball in April. I don't talk baseball in April. Give me the right head, and I'm Philly out. You know what I mean? I'm Philly out. Right? You know what I mean? I'm telling you, in the Mets, you know what? They might be cheating. Spike, you kind of said something yesterday. I kind of was thinking, they need to probably investigate what's going on. Now, listen, let me ask you this, though, right?
Yep.
If they were cheating, were they loading bats? Were they taking signals? What are they doing in Citi Field that they're not doing here?
So, I don't know. I don't think they're doing any of the old school cheating where they're corking bats and they're
no.
But like
it's tough with PitchCom to like relay signs because it's all in your ear.
Yeah. So, but they must have something somewhere. Like their home road splits just don't make any sense. The wins and losses, they don't make any sense. So I don't know. Now, if they don't make the playoffs, Chuck, and if they don't play well enough at home to even make the playoffs, I'll probably just drop it. But if they do make the playoffs, there's just not a lot of history of playoff teams doing what they have done with the home road split. So I think they might be cheating.
Well, listen, I think so, too. But listen, here's the thing, though, right, about the Eagles. I'm jumping the Eagles real quick, right? I don't expect every game that I pick that they win this year, I'm picking them by a touchdown or less, and I'm hoping that they can win enough games to get a home field advantage and get us, get on fire and and make a run to the Super Bowl.
A touchdown or less? Why?
Yeah, because they went ugly. That's just how they win. And I don't want to hear the excuse, it's a zone cover. No, because here you go, right? See with Jalen Hurts, right? And I like Jalen. Don't get me wrong. I like Jalen. But here's the thing with Jalen, right? When he goes up against a defense, they got linebackers, and they're not stupid enough like Dallas to play man all game. He's going to run into a problem. See, when he's getting Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown involved, it opens up Saquon. You know what I mean? I need for A.J. and Devontae to get targeted. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? I'm not saying nothing bad about the guy. I just need him to get targeted. I don't know how long he can just run around and make magic happen. And those plays you should save for later in the year anyway because, your body is going to tax your body, man.
Yep.
Like,
he can't do that every game what he did last Thursday.
No. He'll get hurt. Yeah. All right, Chuck. Chuck, what's your pet peeve? Give us a pet peeve for next question.
My pet peeve is, when somebody goes to the gas station and they pump your gas. They want to pump your gas in Jersey. I want to pump my own gas. You know what I mean? So when I go to Jersey,
that's a law.
My gas, I want to pump my own gas. You know what I mean? I don't want you touching my gas tank. You know what I mean? That's one of my pet peeves I don't like.
Wow.
Let me pump my own gas.
Okay.
It's old. It's too old. It's played out.
Okay.
Hell yeah. And the perfect snack is pork rinds and beer. Pork rinds. Y'all didn't
pork rinds. Oh, the TV, TV snack. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck.
Yeah, pork rinds.
Pork rinds and beer. Yep.
Is beer a snack?
Beer's not a snack. Beer's a drink.
It's got calories.
The pork rind is a snack.
The pork rinds
is
a snack.
Beer is just there to drink. Yeah. Yes. You know what pork rinds are?
Yeah, like kinda. What I mean,
it's like a chip, but it's pork.
Yeah, but it's like but they're like thick. Almost air. Like there's not
some
much
of them, puffy. Yeah. Yeah, they fry them.
But is there pork in it?
Yes, it's pork.
Or it's just pork flavored fried thing.
No, it's pork.
Yeah. It's pork.
Not much pork though.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chuck's pet peeve is all of New Jersey's law.
We call them skins.
Oh, really? That's what you call pork rinds?
Yeah, we call them skins.
No, I never heard that.
I don't know why I said yes.
Because it's pig skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call them skins.
Yeah, Jack's like, yeah.
That's what we do. You're right.
Yeah. You didn't. Sheil Kapadia joins us next. I want to talk to Sheil about. So A.J. Brown said, well, they zoned us up. That's why there was no separation. Well, what do the Eagles do? You know, how do they get those guys the ball? We will talk to Sheil Kapadia. Sheil, good perspective on all the league, too. So I'm sure he watched all the tape from the Chiefs as well. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.